companies to watch.
Under the spotlight today, we've got mainboard listed Franken Group. Franken Group is a precision engineering firm that makes complex equipment like X-ray machines, electron microscopes, and pharmaceutical packaging machines. And to dive into this company, we have with us Joel Ng. He's retail research manager at KGI Securities. He tracks this stock very closely. Morning, Joel. Help me run through Franken. What are its main businesses? Where does he get most of his money from?
Okay, Franken is a precision engineering firm catering to global multinationals. Its main customers are in Europe and in Asia. Franken has two main business segments. Mechatronics is its biggest business segment and makes up around 70% of its sales, while the remainder of its business is in integrated manufacturing services.
So you mentioned Franken has businesses in Europe, the US, and Asia. Which countries are we looking at?
In Europe, you have the Netherlands, and in Asia, it's mainly in China. Its clients are mainly in the semiconductor, medical, and analytical sectors.
So quite a diversified range of industries you're looking at. Like you mentioned, medical, semicon, analytical, industrial, factory automation, automotives, even consumer electronics. So quite a big spread of business revenue streams. So help us walk through how the stock's been doing over the past few years. It reached a five-year high of 69 cents last month, and it's coming off a bit now. I think it's about 64 cents. So it looks like it's running out of steam. Why is it under pressure?
Okay, I mean, if we take a look back over the last year, over the past 1 year, it has basically doubled. And over the last, if you look at even a longer time frame of 2 years, it has gone up by 230%. It declined from its recent five-year high of 69 cents, and I think that was generally in line with the weakness in the overall market, as well as some profit-taking after the results. The results was actually in line with our expectations, but we had to downgrade it because it basically reached our fair value and provided less than 10% upside. However, since our last downgrade, the stock has retreated.
So this was late last month, right, when you downgraded it to hold?
Yeah, that was late last month.
And you're upgrading it now to buy?
We upgraded it to buy because it is, since the retreat, it actually, the valuations are much more attractive.
So compared to its peers, what are we looking at in terms of attractiveness?
If you look at its peers, its bigger peers, I mean, you have Venture and Hype. Relative to those companies, Franken is trading at a 20 to 30% discount in terms of price to earnings and price to book. And it probably has to do because it is under a radar. Its bigger peers are over $1 billion to $5 billion market cap, while Franken is in the 200 to 300 million market cap range.
Okay, and it's also set to benefit from a positive industry outlook, possibly a proxy to European growth. Is that right?
Yeah, 50% of its sales are from Europe. And if you look at the European economic data, Eurozone business activity remains at a 12-year high, according to the IHS market PMI data. And that provides a basis for sustainable growth for the group.
Okay, so can we expect better profit margins going forward? I'm looking at some of the numbers in the financial results. Looks like revenue is going up, but profit and margins seem to be under pressure. Help us make sense of it.
Yes, I mean, last year it had an exceptional year. I mean, if you everyone in the industry, in the technology supply chain had a good year in 2017. The company is undergoing some restructuring over the last few quarters, and it is still ongoing. The company still invests in automation, in upgrading its processes and workflows. If you look at a longer time frame of 3 years, we expect profit margins to increase given all these productivity enhancements that the company is pursuing.
Okay, and what are the yields you're looking at for Franken? You're looking at 3%, is that right, for 2018?
Yeah, we're looking at 3%. The good thing about Franken is that its customers are mainly blue chips, and that basically gives it a healthy operating cash flow. So given its healthy operating cash flow and capex needs, it can sustain a dividend yield of around 3%.
And finally, what are the risks that we need to look out for? It looks like a lot of business segments are cyclical.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the whole industry, the whole technology sector, last year was very good for the whole tech sector, but we have to be reminded that the whole tech sector is still very cyclical, and Franken is not spared from this.
Okay, and finally, your target price for Franken?
We currently have a target price of 72 cents. So based on last week, that provides around 12 to 15% upside.
Okay, thanks, Joel. That's Joel Ng. He's Retail Research Manager at KGI Securities, talking about Franken Group on Companies to Watch.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.